Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Middlesbrough Fan Show on Love Sports Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, it is that time again. 30 minutes of your Borough takeover. A chance for you and time for you to have your say on everything where Borough are concerned. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Lots to discuss where Borough are concerned, though, because two games for us to look at, and it's not been going great, has it? I mean, they've kind of hit a little mini slump, a little rocky patch, and if anything, we can judge on social media, the knives are out. One man to tell us a little bit more this evening is the brilliant Phil Spencer from Football League World. Phil, always a pleasure to be joined by you on the Borough Fan Show, our resident Borough correspondent. Two games for us to look at now. Let's take it back to the game in the capital. Brentford, normally Borough have a decent record there. Wasn't to be on the weekend. Watkins getting a late winner. But of late, the trips to the capital, coming to London for Borough, haven't worked out. Losing to Fulham, losing to Brentford, coming back to Spurs in the FA Cup replay. And maybe they just don't like it on their travels.
Absolutely, yeah. No, that's it is one way of summing it up, really. I think the trips to London, they haven't gone particularly well so far this season. But I think when you do realise the names of teams that have played in London, you mentioned some there, Brentford, Fulham, Tottenham, none of them are easy games. But you can see that Middlesbrough have come down and they have been second best to get results in those games. Coming up against Brentford, I think Brentford are always going to be favourites. And I think Middlesbrough, although they didn't get a good result there, I do think it was a game where they kind of showed little bits of quality during the game.
Yeah, a little bit of quality. What did you make of the game overall, though? Because we know it's a young side. I really want to get into how young the side is. They are learning their trade, you know, on the game each and every week. And it's sort of, it's where we've been looking with Middlesbrough, that project in year two with Woodgate. But they were in it. And let's not forget, this is a Brentford side who are being heavily tipped from all corners of the Championship as maybe one of the teams that are going to be playing their football in the Premier League next year.
Absolutely. And I think Middlesbrough did cope with the occasion relatively well. We've spoken in the weeks gone by about the project that's going on at Middlesbrough, about how Jonathan Woodgate is tasked with bringing through these young players and kind of getting them up to speed in the Championship. You'd argue that based on current form, that there's nowhere really harder that they could have gone on Saturday, apart from going to Griffin Park, because they're front three, they're firing on all cylinders. Brentford are absolutely firing overall, really. Last season they had a little bit of a leaky defence, but they seem to have solidified that, because now they've got one of the strongest defences in the Championship. So it was a really difficult test for Middlesbrough, but considering the young players that they had in the team and in and around the squad, I think they did cope with it very well, and one or two of them certainly came out of it with a fair bit of credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming out of it with a fair bit of credit, but it's the harsh reality of football. Nearly got a point at Griffin Park and then obviously losing, and it completely changes the feeling after the game. Onto the Wigan one, we know that feeling was changed. They were 1-0 down. Wigan were down to 10 men. Got back into it. Two goals from Lewis Wing. As my co-host said on the evening, they've gone from Lewis Wing to Lewis Winning because they were 2-1 up. Middlesbrough obviously then conceded a goal. And then I have to say afterwards, social media was absolutely crazy. We know it's a knee-jerk reaction, Phil, but the Borough fans were not happy.
Yeah, I think you've got to take social media with a bit of a pinch of salt after these sorts of games. I think Middlesbrough, they should have been getting 3 points from that sort of game. You're talking about coming up against one of the worst teams in the Championship. So going to the DW Stadium, they should have been looking to get all 3 points. I think the first half was absolutely awful from Middlesbrough's point of view. But the fact that they were able to make some changes and of Lewis Wing coming up with a couple of strikes to put them back in the lead. I do think that was a job well done, and kind of shows the spirit, I guess, that's in the squad. But considering Wigan went down to 10 men and still managed to find a way back level, I think that's kind of the source of the frustration. The fact that Middlesbrough played badly, they seemed to find a way back into it, whether rightly or wrongly, and whether they deserved it or not. But then they were still able to kind of like throw it away when Wigan were down to 10 men. And I do think that's the source of frustration. It was a difficult place to go. I think when confidence is quite low, like what it is at Middlesbrough at the moment, it will be a tricky sort of game for them. But it's definitely 2 points dropped, and onto Saturday against Luton, where it's definitely a must win.
Yeah, it's a big game, the Luton one on the weekend. We'll come to that in the second half of the Borough Fan Show this evening. But obviously, we can look at it, Phil, and say no win in six when they had that brilliant, was it four wins around Christmas time, and they really looked like they were flying up the league. But even though it is no win in six, it's still, you know, they've drawn the last three out of four. They're still getting points, and there's a lot of positives for them to take. They went 1-0 down. They went into a 2-1 lead. They're going to have these bumps, but, you know, they're showing character and grit to get back into games.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's exactly it. When they did of the winning run around Christmas, and they were flying up the table as the results were kind of going in, I was one of the first to say that it will come to an end. I think that's one of the things that comes with playing young players. It's the inconsistency that comes with it. They can be flying one week, and then the next week they're not quite at it, or something happens to kind of make the game go away from them. And that was always going to happen for Middlesbrough this season. It's been it's been a bit of a patchy season. They've had good results. Obviously now they're in a run where things haven't necessarily gone as well. But like you said, the fact that they're digging in, they're still picking up points here and there. It's not a case that they're being completely rolled over by teams. You can see where the next win's going to come from, I think, is the point. It's not a case of going, oh, look at the fixture list and going, I can't really see where these next points are going to come from to kind of get them away from the relegation battle. You can certainly see in the next couple of games that, based on performances and based on the games that are coming up, that they will get wins. It's just a case of when rather than if. And really for them, just getting them as soon as possible to avoid a nervy ending to the Championship season.
Well, that's exactly it, because we were kind of saying, you know, when they were going up the table, they're kind of safe. Now they're in this weird position of almost, they've still got the cushion, but, you know, anything can happen with any bad run of form. 14 games to go, you don't want to get sucked in. But it's kind of similarly, this has been the pattern of Borough's season, hasn't it? You know, it was a slowish start under Woodgate, Borough stayed by him, and now they're going through that again, and the fans are going, oh, but we have to remember it is a roller coaster, it is up and down, and there are fantastic signs, building blocks and foundations. We always say out in this show for Borough to work on, and signs that look positive for next season.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Like, by bringing these young players in, it's quite easy to, young players are kind of fearless when they come into the first team. So when they've come in around Christmas, they've got all of this confidence, and they're going on these runs where they're winning games. But then once they kind of like settle down, you don't know whether it's a case that some of these players have let the guard down, or players have gone, oh, well, I've secured my place in the first team. So you don't really know what's kind of going through their heads. But I think the fact is that the Championship, it's a really difficult league. Anyone can beat anyone. I don't believe I've just because it's a really annoying cliche that everyone seems to come out with in the Championship, but matches can go either way. And I think for Middlesbrough, the fact that they are digging in and they are competing in these sorts of games, having seen a fair bit of them this season, I'm not too worried, because I can certainly see them picking up victories in the coming weeks. And I think it is just a case of getting them sooner rather than later, just to avoid that kind of nervy ending.
I mean,
that's probably how I would sum it up, yeah.
No, but Phil, it is a cliche. We never like to use it, but that is the Championship all over. We say it because it's true. We're talking about a Championship that I think won 1 to 18th, certainly before this midweek round of fixtures, is the same gap, position 1 to 18, as the gap between 1 and 2nd in the Premier League in Liverpool and Manchester City, 22 points. You know, you get a run of 2 games, 3 games, and you get those wins. I mean, Birmingham have now gone three games where they've won all three games on the spin, 9 games unbeaten in all competitions. Derby were being predicted for a late run, and then they lose this week. It's the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think when games do come as thick and fast as what they do in the Championship, it's amazing how quickly a couple of games can turn into a good run of form or a bad run of form. I mean, like a lot of the time you can play 3 games in a week. So you're talking over the course of a 2-week period, you could be talking that Middlesbrough are on a 6-game unbeaten run after just 2 weeks of time, which isn't a lot for like a whole momentum of a season to kind of change. So
I think you do have to take it with a bit of a pinch of salt. I do think Middlesbrough will get results, and I think fundamentally there are three worse teams than Middlesbrough in the Championship. So I know it's not pleasant at the moment, and you kind of like to be a little bit further away from the other relegation battle than what Middlesbrough are at the moment. But I do think, considering the other project that's underway, I don't think there's too much reason for alarm bells just yet. I think it's all experience which will stand these young players in good stead for next season.
Yeah, and a one player I do want to talk about and touch upon, Ravel Morrison. We know he grabbed the headlines signing for Middlesbrough. We was hoping that Woodgate, you know, all of his backstory and experiences could bring it out in Ravel and see him finally realise his potential talent and ability. Played against Wigan. Finally nice to see him get minutes. What did you make of him?
I think, by all intents and purposes, it was a decent debut for Ravel Morrison. He came on. He looked lively. He kind of showed some neat touches and some fancy footwork, like you'd kind of expect from a player like Ravel Morrison. But I think more fundamentally, he showed a real willingness to try and adapt his game to Jonathan Woodgate's system. And I think he was linking up well with the other players around him, those in attack, and the likes of Lewis Wing in midfield. But I think as well as that, he was putting in a bit of a shift for the team as well. He was seen several times kind of tracking back, helping out his defenders and that kind of thing, which is something which you wouldn't typically expect from a Ravel Morrison type of player. So I think, albeit he's only played one game, so it's quite hard to judge him off just one fixture. I think the early signs are that he's a player who is keen to make a good impression. He probably knows that this is one of his last chances with a club of Middlesbrough's level and playing in the Football League, most likely. So he knows that he's got to go out there and impress, and it's not just a case of doing flicks and tricks and scoring spectacular goals and that sort of thing. It's about putting in a shift, doing what you need to do for the team, because ultimately in the Championship, it's a team game. There's not too much time in the Championship for Maverick players to be going out there and doing their own thing. It's a case of everyone pulling together, and that's something that he's going to have to do moving forward. But yeah, based on his debut with Wigan, it's certainly a good sign that he's willing to do that, and hopefully we can see more of it over the coming weeks.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic sign. As daft and as silly as it sounds, I watched the game and I watched the way he was celebrating when they scored and they took the lead and equalised, and it was one game, one appearance, and I thought he just seems that he wants to be there. He's enjoying himself, celebrating already with the lads. He's part of the team culture, and it just bodes well. We're already seeing him get minutes, which we know has always been his problem. If they can get out a player in him, I think Middlesbrough have really found something there. I'm excited to talk about it, as always, with you, Phil. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Phil Spencer there from Football League World, who knows more than Borough than anyone else. It's why we get him on the show, and this is your show to have your say, and there is still time to do that tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. We're going to be talking about that Luton game next with Stephen Jackson.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Middlesbrough Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we just heard from Phil Spencer there from Football League World all about Borough's latest results. We know it's a sticky patch, but they have to stay on course. What are you making of it? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Now we get to talk to my mate. It is Stephen Jackson from the 12th Man podcast. Stephen, always a delight. I cherish this time when we get to talk about Borough and get your insight on the side. Two games for us to discuss. We know it's not been the greatest of form at the minute. No wins in six, but three out of the last four. You have got draws, and you know this is a young side, and we're seeing that at the minute, aren't we?
Yeah, I say what we're seeing at the moment is a young team that are like bleeding through at the moment. It's not great at the moment, but three of the last four, as you say, have been draws. So we're not losing every game. It's just things are... It's a bit of luck as well. I think the bit of luck is not on our side at the moment. There's been a few decisions where, you know, especially Tuesday night, we should have had a goal. It was given, it wasn't given. It's a naive team. It's a young team. And I think that they're doing the best they can at the moment. And if it, given time, they will get to where they should be. It's just that sticky patch, as Phil was saying as well.
Yeah, and obviously Lewis Wing getting a goal in the game against Brentford, scoring again against Wigan. How good can Lewis Wing be for the side?
I think he'll be brilliant. He's got a hell of a right foot on him. He doesn't score tap-ins. All he scores is screamers. Obviously, one of the goals on Tuesday was deflected. other one sent David Marshall from Hull, I think Hull to Cardiff, the way he died. But it was if he sorts out his short passing range and his long passing range, I know he's got a hell of a long pass, and some people compare him his passing to Paul Scholes that have been stood near me. I don't think he's that good, but he's I think if he sorts that out, he can be a hell of a midfielder for me.
Yeah, I mean, that, and this is kind of the theme of tonight's show, talking about how good these youngsters can be. We're seeing the next generation, and we know they've already been tying them down onto longer contracts. We spoke about that on the show. Another player who did make his debut and get some minutes, Ravel Morrison. What did you make of his impact?
He's a bit of a fiery fella, isn't he? he's got a bit of a temper on him, but he showed glimpses where you thought, if he gets his head down, he knuckles down and forgets about everything around him and forgets about losing his temper, I think he can be a hell of a player. And see, he was talked of as being bigger than Paul Pogba is, and he's gone for world record transfer fees, etc. He hasn't quite hit them heights, but Tuesday night he had glimpses. There was parts that he had good passes, he made good runs, he did really well. But as I say, it was a good hour. It was good to get an hour out of him. I really enjoyed watching him.
Yeah, he's got that fire, he's got that passion. I think that's one of his best attributes, though. I think that plays into his game. I think if Middlesbrough and Woodgate can enhance that and use it to his full potential, it's something that will be a tool going forward. Really hope it works out for him. I know, obviously, look, the results didn't go the way that Borough wanted on the weekend. Wigan had 10 men, Borough had the lead, and obviously it was an own goal. These things happen. Covered this already tonight, but I know you're heavily linked with all the fans and everything that's going on. Straight away after on social media, Borough fans, Woodgate was trending. I clicked it straight away. I worried what was going on, but fans not happy after that Wigan result.
Yeah, there was a few fans that... I mean, to be fair, I was there Tuesday night. It was 2 points lost for me. When a team goes out of 10 men, you've got half an hour to go at them. We took the lead. It was really disappointing to let that lead go and having to only come away with a point. Obviously, there is some fans that believe that Woodgate got it wrong. Some of the decisions he made was wrong. I thought bringing Jed Spence on a minute to go was the wrong decision for me. What's the point in bringing the right back on for a minute? I'd have brought on as much as he's not the massive impact player that we all think he should be. I'd have brought Rudy Gestede on just as a target man, even though it was a windy night. Get the ball in the box. You know, it was just a couple of things that Woodgate did Tuesday night that I think made a couple of fans think he's going a bit backwards again. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'll always stick with him. You see, he's one of my heroes. I'll stick with him until I've got no breath in my body. He can take this squad forward, and I think he's the right man for the job.
Yeah, and not only that, it sounds ridiculous, Stephen, but, you know, as we're saying, this is a young side learning their trade on the job, playing week in, week out. So is Woodgate, first-time full manager, and he's going to make mistakes and go, look, maybe, you know, this was the wrong move at that time, the wrong formation, the wrong sub, and it's only going to make him a better manager. You know, we're talking about a young side that's going to be better in year two, but so is Woodgate.
Exactly. So it's getting that balance right. I know he's going to make a lot of mistakes, but you know, no manager's perfect. I mean, even Guardiola makes mistakes. So he's just got to make sure he finds that right balance. And I'd say he'll look back on Tuesday, he'll think, well, why did I bring Spence on for a minute and whatever injury chance, it was 5 minutes injury time, whatever it was. He probably will look at it and think, yeah, maybe I should have gone for a bit more a forward-looking player coming on. But as I say, he's learning. And if you want to take a positive out of the game, we didn't lose the game. I say, for games like that, we would have lost in the past, and especially back in November, December, we would have lost. And it's still 2 points dropped, but they say we still didn't get beaten. You will learn from that, and you will come again stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Other big news concerning Middlesbrough this week, we spoke about and we wondered whether he was going to come back to Borough, but he is being allowed to train. Ben Gibson, after all, will he go, will he stay? He is now training with Borough. What do you make of this one? Because, you know, we're hearing at Burnley, haven't actually acted all that great, not one of most professionalism, they've not treated him that well, but he is up with Borough and he is training there.
Yeah, I think this is a case of Sean Dyche still not liking the Borough following 97. When he had that goal, he scored for Chesterfield, obviously he had that goal disallowed, things like that. He's never liked us, has he? You know, I just think he's doing the wrong thing with Ben. Ben is a fantastic centre half. He's a fantastic centre half. He's got. He's exactly what. If he was allowed to develop along further and develop his skills and be allowed to get into that first team, he could have been an England centre half. He's that left footed centre half that we all want and desire. It's great that he's back. He's obviously come somewhere familiar, somewhere where he's well known. Obviously, his uncle's chairman. His uncle owns the place. He's around friends. You know, we know what he needs. And it can only do him good. And I say, if that helps in our favour going towards the summer, trying to get him through the door next season, then, you know, all for it. And it'll do him good. It's good going forward for me.
It's such a strange one. He was never really given a fair crack at Burnley. And we're hearing that before this season, he come back, you know, in the best shape of his life, and he still could not get a look in.
Yeah, well, he put a lot of things on social media, didn't he, about his training regime, things like that. He went back in the best shape of his life, and I don't think he's made an appearance this season. I think the whole time he's been there, he's made four appearances. So I think, like you said, Charlie, he's not been given a chance, and I think that's why you need to give him a chance. We gave him a chance when he was a young 18-year-old. You know, Mowbray brought him in the team, and he didn't look back after that. I just think he's been unfairly treated by Burnley and by Sean Dyche.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, because I'm happy he's back there on Teesside training, but we can't see him pull on that Borough shirt. I mean, it's a shame. I know he's delighted to be back with the lads. Who knows what will happen in the summer and next year? Let's look now, Stephen, towards the two games, because obviously Luton on the weekend, and this really, without being dramatic, becomes a bigger game than it should be. You know, Middlesbrough, obviously, the last couple of results we know, and Luton getting a win last night beating Sheffield Wednesday, this is massive on the weekend.
This is the biggest game of the season for me. I know people look at it and go, it's only Luton at home. Mm. But yeah, it is Luton at home. It is a team that are fighting for their lives. They say they got a massive win on last night against Sheffield Wednesday. It's a huge game. I know they're not great travellers. I know they don't get many points on the road. But this is the type of games where you really have to get stuck in, because they're going to come at us. They're not going to stand off and let us play. They're going to come at us, because they're fighting for their lives. It's the biggest game of the season for me. As I say, it's that huge. And I just feel that as fans, we need to get behind them as well and stick with them and hope that we do pull through and get them massive 3 points.
Yeah, well, it is big. I mean, you've just said it there, Stephen, because this is a Luton team that, you know, they beat Derby at home. They got another result last night. They're fighting for their lives. We heard from Luton fans on the post-match show last night, and they're saying, look, points aren't good for us. We're going for every game. And when you are on a run like Middlesbrough on, then regardless that it's Luton, you need the 3 points to go, right, we are now safer, and we're not being suckered into this relegation fight.
Exactly, and they're going to target us, because they're going to look at our form and say, well, they haven't won in 6 games.
Mm.
Let's get stuck into them, and let's see what an early goal does to that Riverside crowd. We know exactly what's coming at us. We know how much they're fighting. We know how much they're going to want this. So we've just got to push ourselves and show our quality, and hope that shows through on the night, on the day, sorry, and hope that we do get our 3 points and pulls us. I think it'll be 13 clear of where Luton are. So that's where we need to be and get towards that survival total.
Yeah, absolutely. And could we see Ryan Shotton and maybe George Friend get a game? Because obviously, I know they played a behind-closed-doors friendly with Celtic, so they're trying to get back up to match speed. Could we see him on the weekend?
There's a possibility. I think we need to go back to a back three. I know we played a back four against Wigan, and it didn't quite work as we planned. I think we just need to go back to basics again, get that back three in place. And I think one of Shotton, Friends, that experience going to the back line, especially alongside Mercudi, who's been a fantastic signing so far, even though he's only played 2 games. I think that one of them could definitely slot in alongside Fry and Mercudi for me.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, Stephen. I've got to put you on the spot. Score prediction?
2-0.
2-0 Borough?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Yeah, come on, Stephen. You know it makes sense. Always a delight to be joined by you tonight. Stephen Jackson there from the 12th Man podcast. Make sure you check Stephen and his podcast out as well. They're doing a brilliant job giving you extra Borough content. And remember, you can always have your say on any of the fan shows. Just tweet us at Love Sport Radio. We will be back at the same time next week, 10 p.m. every Thursday on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.